Well, INEC officials are saying they want to guarantee a free and fair election. If you recall, Joe, when the last election was postponed, voting actually took place in some states. About a dozen states had already started voting before INEC canceled that particular election. So INEC believes that the ballot papers are still out there and that if it's left out there, people might have falsified the results already. So it's seeking permission to delay the polls in those areas and then start afresh in the areas that did not vote and later come back and finish the voting in the affected states.
If the elections are postponed yet again, when would they be held?
That is the big question. INEC wants to hold whatever remains of the National Assembly polls in the affected states is fit to delay. It wants to hold elections after the presidential elections and the governorship elections. It says that is in order to guarantee it's free and fair. But the Action Congress, one of the big opposition parties in Nigeria, is already kicking against it. It says all polls must hold, as was agreed to during a meeting between INEC and all the parties when it sought to extend the elections the last time.
Chinedu, just explain a little bit more how these Senate elections would be held. You had mentioned almost a two-tier system. Would you explain?
What it means is some states will not hold the Senate elections this Saturday. INEC is saying it will hold elections in other states, but about a dozen states may not hold their Senate elections this Saturday because they had already voted before INEC went and had to cancel that particular election. And so the best way to guarantee that it's free and fair is to exclude those states on Saturday that hold the Senate elections in other states.
And then those states that will not vote Saturday, if that's when the Senate elections are actually held, they would have to wait until after the presidential election, according to INEC?
Yes, after the presidential election and the governorship election. What we don't know is if that would mean that elections will further be delayed. According to the latest timetable, the last election should hold on the 26th of this month. But if INEC gets its way, it means maybe whatever remains of the Senate elections in those states that will not hold their Senate elections this weekend might just hold it at the end of the month.
Well, Chinedu, if the Nigerian elections could get any more confusing, they have.
That's correct, Joe. There's a big confusion over here about what is going to happen or what is not going to happen. Actually, INEC understands that people are already confused, so they are planning to hold a series of dialogue and meetings, and they're even calling a press conference to try and clarify what actually is going on. All the newspapers in Nigeria are already reporting that elections will not hold in some states, and of course that would affect the logistics and planning by the parties affected. Legal analysts are saying that the courts might just have to decide what happens in this election, and if that happens, Joe, as you know, it's going to take years to even resolve just one dispute. So no one knows what is going to happen, but everybody is praying and hoping that INEC pulls it off this Saturday.